Hey guys, it's Drake back again. It's been way too long since I've done a podcast, but we're here now, so let's not worry about that. Let's talk about Clash. So I have just over the last couple weeks, or I guess probably more than a month now since I last recorded, I've just been writing stuff down, a little note on my phone, so I don't have a very strict plan. I'm just going to kind of go through stuff and tell you guys what's been happening for me in Clash over the last couple weeks. So just going to open up the game real quick. So I can look at what I'm talking about instead of trying to remember everything. And we will get started here. So I just recently, in the last couple weeks, upgraded my Town Hall of my mini account to Town Hall 10. So I think this was, I think I was at Town Hall 9 last time I recorded. So I was, on that count, I've basically just been using hogs. They work great. They get 3 stars. They're a little riskier because if you don't have something to target the town hall, you can end up with a lot of 1 stars, but hogs are great and probably the most powerful troop at town hall 10, 9, probably 7, 8, 9, because my smallest account is a town hall 7, and there isn't much I can't 3-star. If I have a CC, my level 2 king, and a bunch of hogs, I can even 3-star a lot of Town Hall 8s if I get it right. So that is just, hogs are great. I love them. They're fun. They're not really a great spamming troop. If you spam them and you don't have them grouped well so that you can use heals, they're going to die off really fast. So hogs are my favorite troop for war attacks. And anytime I'm able to, you know, put enough thought into an attack so that I'm not just throwing everything out there and hoping for a 60% 2-star. If I'm doing that, I'll use E-Drags at higher town halls or maybe some sort of bowlers and giants or something like that at my town hall 10. For my little account, my town hall 7, maybe just some wizards and giants or dragons, zap the air defense, and then just some dragons, throw them in there. They normally get you 50%. If you don't do anything stupid, you can get the town hall 2. So those are kind of what I'm doing with my mini accounts. I've actually been pushing with my big account, Drake, my Town Hall 12, I want to go to Legends just to see if I can. I'm sitting around just in the, I'm getting towards the end of Titan 3. I'm around 4,275 trophies. I think I just got attacked. Yeah, I was higher than that earlier today. But anyway, that's where I am now. I will be doing an attack with that account later, trying to push up even higher. So last time I was recording, and I may have said this, I'm not sure if I actually got to this in my last podcast. I know it was a long time ago, but I was doing a CWL in Nob's clan, which was, you know, I think I did talk about this, but anyway, I have it written down here, so I'll say it. We got a nearly perfect CWL. I had 21 stars throughout, and we were basically overpowered in all of it. And then, so I know there's no connection here, but this is what's next on my list, so I'm just going to talk about it. I was thinking about some new troop ideas, and one of them, this was my best idea that I came up with. The most frustrating thing for me in Clash of Clans is when I'm just outmatched. Like, a couple times this CWL, I've been against a 13, you know, not maxed, but not rushed or anything. It's just a, you know, it's basically a Town Hall 12 with scatter shots and an extra hero. And even if I, you know, I had a really good homies hit where I think I got, like, it was perfect. The whole time I was just looking at it going, yeah, this is right. Like, I got everything right here. They stayed together. I dropped my spells right. I took the CC out. Everything went just how it should. And I still only got, like, an 82% 2-star because I just don't, the HP and the DPS are just not enough to get through a base that's that upgraded. So I think it'd be really cool if they added a troop that got stronger the more you were outmatched. So I don't know how they would do it. It might have to be something like the damage is multiplied by the levels of Town Hall that you were outmatched, or something like that. Somehow that, or maybe a troop that becomes unavailable once you get to a higher Town Hall, but you can keep upgrading it at lower town halls so that you could still have a chance, especially if it was something that, you know, my mini account, my Town Hall 7, which is, I should start using the names. That one's Devin, named it Devin. Sometimes I get matched up, I'll have I'll just be thrown on at the bottom of a war. And it's newly a Town Hall 7, so I've been a Town Hall 6 for a while. And sometimes the war is pretty equal. We've got, you know, each clan has 4 or 5 12s, you know, 1 or 2 13s, and then a mix of 11s and 10s. And then our last base is me, and the other clan's last base is a 10. So it's not really a big deal for the whole war, but it's basically just resigning myself to, oh, I'm going to be scouting this war, and it's not even going to be easy to get, you know, the CC out or anything, because I'm outmatched by 3 or 4 town halls. So if they could make some sort of troop that would level that out, I don't know how it would work. They're smarter than me. They could figure that out, but something like that would be really cool. Another troop that I thought would be really cool is one that you can pick a target. So you have the lava hounds that target the air defenses. You've got the storage and or the resource and defense targeting troops. Either one that, you know, targeted a different building. Like, I think one that targeted Infernos could be really useful. Or one that targeted the Eagle, something like that. Those big defenses that are one of the, you know, key things to how an attack works, if you can take them out. That would be really cool. One other thing I wrote down is a tanky air troop, but not... Because, like, the Lava Hound, yeah, it's great. It's got lots of hit points. It's fast, so it stays ahead. But if you want to tank for your loons on the right side of the base and the left side of the base has all of the air defenses, then it's only going to tank for like 2 seconds as it runs across, because it just like runs away from the troops. So one of the reasons I find Lawloon so tough is because the Lava Hound just runs and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just gone. And I know there are people who can overcome that, but if they could have one like the Golem, imagine if Golems jumped over walls and just ran away from all your stuff, like they wouldn't be that useful. So I think a really good troop that would be helpful for less advanced players like myself would be a nice, slow, but faster than a loon, but not, you know, crazy fast, and normal targeting either defense or just regular target everything. I think that'd be pretty cool. And then what else do I have here? All right, I'm going to do my attack next. I'm just doing my Titan's attack. So I won't be able to scout a base. I'm just going to hop on. I've got some homies cooked up, my normal homie army, hogs, and a barracks in the CC. So we're going to go for this. I'll try and talk about the base. All right, great. I found a Town Hall 12 first off, 21 trophies. I think I'm going to skip that. 21 trophies isn't really a lot, and I can find something better. Okay, here's a slightly more rushed Town Hall 12 with a hole in the base. And I do have an ice golem, and you can use an ice golem with a hole in the base really well. So I think I'm going to hit this, see what I can do. It is basically a square kind of ring base, little pocket in the middle with the Town Hall CC Eagle, a single Inferno, and then a bigger section of base around that. All right, I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to have to hit. Bigger section around that with some of the other defenses, and then another row with all the point defenses, and the trash around the outside. So I am going to come in with my queen on the builder hut, start with that, make sure she goes where she's supposed to, which she rarely does. Wall break her in. Wall breakers got hit, but they still got her, and she is walking a little bit the wrong way, but she's good. All right, now an air sweeper is on my healers, so it's a little tricky, but I am just going to, oh, now the queen's going the wrong way. All right, I'm just gonna wait that out, and yeah, so she's gone, so she's not going to charge, she's going to walk. So I'm just going to rage that a little bit and get her back to life. I can't really draw the CC, so I'm just going to hope that this is a person without a CC. Most people don't keep CCs in just like their base most of the time. All right, now I'm going to drop a Ice Golem and my Siege Barracks. Shout out to Buck, who I saw doing that. It just gives the Siege Barracks extra life. I'm not sure if it's actually something special that only he does, but it's really smart, and I've been using it. It gets you, like, a lot more value from your Siege Barracks for the little bit of troop space it takes. So there is an air defense going pretty hard at my healers, but I'm also kind of hammering through the base. So I'm going to drop in my miners over here and my hogs. They're going kind of towards the center of the base. I've cleared away all the trash and most of the point defenses on this side with my queen and my siege barracks. So there's not too much for them to go through before the town hall. Gonna heal around the town hall. They're taking out the infernos. I'm gonna have to use my warden ability, right? Okay, had to use my warden ability as they're getting through the town hall. They're not gonna get the town hall down before the ability is done, so the bomb did do some damage, but I should be able to recover. I'm definitely gonna pull out a 2-star here. My queen is losing a lot of health, so I'm gonna drop my normal funnel giants that I actually didn't need for this. I'm gonna drop them in there to help her and pop her ability so they are the ones being targeted. Now I've got 70% 2-star, one free spell left. I'm not gonna get a 3, no chance of that. I've got my queen with an archer tower on her. I'm gonna freeze that right now. She's got like 10 HP left, but she took the archer tower down. Two wizards of my queen, a giant hitting a wall. He's not gonna do anything for me, and 30 seconds left. So everything is down except for the giants punching the wall. I'm not gonna wait 24 seconds for time to expire while they're doing that. So not too bad. About 400k loot of gold and elixir, and 1,600 of dark. So altogether, it's pretty good. When you include the Titan's bonus, that's a lot. The Titan's bonus actually is really nice because it covers any army basically except E-Drags because they're really expensive. And I have been using E-Drags because I can have my Queen, King, Warden, CC all gone from my first attack. Because when I hop on, I normally just do 2 attacks, train both armies back up, and go about my life. So it's nice to have something that I can use without having to have the support of the other things. So that's my attack there, and I'm going to cut this off and start a new segment just so I don't delete myself by accident. So next, we will be talking about Witch Slap. All right, we're back, and we are going to talk about some Witch Slap. So Witch Slap is something I got into because of the Witch event, which was going on about a week ago. You had to get like 12 wins with witches. So I just kind of threw, I think, 15 witches in just to see. Hey, there's a bug. Hold on a second. All right, so I had to kill a bug. Like 15 witches in, and then some bowlers. I think I had a P.E.K.K.A. to begin with, something like that. And I was doing okay. I saw someone in my clan, I forget who it was, using 10 witches, 10 bowlers, and a couple funnel troops, and they're getting lots of good percentages with it, and it didn't really seem to be a super strategic strat. It was just kind of something where you plunk them down in generally the right spot, you know, make sure you heal if they hit a big bomb right away, you rage if they are going through something tough, and it all works out. So I did try this, and this attack is crazy. Like, it was just, I kind of started to struggle with it a little bit after I'd been using it for a couple days, but for a while, I was wiping out everything. I took out some 13s that were, like, town hall, 10 and 11 defenses with scatters and all the infernos, all the expos. So, you know, being able to take out bases like that, it's nice to have a high upside strat that can do that. In war, it was doing really well, too, because you don't have to worry too much about the CC. Basically, what I was doing is you want to attack a base from the flat side, not a corner, because the witches kind of walk around the corner if you go at that, and they split, and then you don't get the value out of your spells. But find a base, or find a flat side of the base, and on each corner of the flat side, drop 2 baby dregs, one kind of down along the other side, the other right at the top. Normally get, if it's just a normal square base with trash around the outside, maybe take out 6 buildings on each side, then drop just in a line. Some people like to put the witches in a set of 5 on each corner. I prefer to just do a line of them, and then a slightly tighter line right in the middle, so you've got, tighter line with the bowlers in the middle. And then you drop a wrecker, warden, king, queen, just toss them down there. Sometimes I would draw the CC with a hog if that was something I could do, and it made it easier to approach the base from a better side that opened up more or got you some of the important structures first. But normally any side worked. Multi-target infernos can be a problem, but for the most part it was okay because I would have enough freezes, because witches don't require a lot of spells to do stuff. So It's also nice because you can use it with Zapquake. I did do one war attack where I zapped out the CC and the Eagle, except I missed the Eagle with one of the zaps. And it had, I'm going to go with maybe 200 hit points left. So I didn't get that down, and I didn't get great value. So I ended with like an 80% or 83% 2-star, I think it was. So it was a good learning experience to note it hit my spells. And the attack worked out great. So I have not been using Witch Slap as much lately. I don't know why. I just kind of got away from it. I was enjoying my homies. I think one of the bases I had to attack was all multi-target Infernos, and I was worried that with all the multis, and they were pretty well built around. Because like a lot of bases, they'll have kind of one thing you can tell the base is built around. Like it'll have the Town Hall in the middle, or it'll have a CC that's really hard to lore. This base, you could tell they built it around these multi-target Infernos to keep you from using like lots of little troops, bats or witches, or that can be dangerous against hogs and miners, but for the most part, if you get them in there and you use a rage and a freeze or your warden ability, if you can get the town hall another way, I think that's what I ended up doing. I got the town hall with a queen walk, and then I was able to tome the homies through the Eagle and two of the Infernos. And the Inferno Tower only targets, you know, even though it targets a lot, it doesn't target like your whole army. I want to say it's 5 or 6 troops at a time. So it's targeting 5 or 6 hogs. And you might lose those 5 or 6, but if you heal the rest, they're going to get through it. So homies is what I've been rolling with on. I was using that on my Town Hall 10 for a while. I decided that Town Hall 10 hogs is stronger than homies because you don't need the tanking of the miners, and at Town Hall 10 there's just enough less buildings that you don't have the issue of the hogs running through and then having so much to clean up. Like, it's the hogs get through and then you've already got 60% or something like that, as long as your queen stayed alive. Another thing I've noticed that is something you'll see on a lot of attacks that just inexplicably go triple a base that they shouldn't have tripled is it's the queen charge or queen walk staying alive for a while, and then instead of the queen staying with the healers swapping over to your main army, whether it's witches or bowlers, if it's like a Pekka smash with bowlers, or even homies, healers following those troops around, they can save you an extra spell or two until the end when you hit that unexpected big bomb that throws everything off and gets you a 2-star or 1-star when it should have been a triple. So having the healer stay on stuff can be great. If you can kind of orchestrate it that maybe you're taking out an extra air defense with your queen walk and you're having your troops come in near your queen walk so that you can have your queen continue, because if you're using homies, the other stuff goes in front of the queen. The queen doesn't need healers anyway because it's got lots of stuff in front of it tanking. And the healers will follow that. 4 or 5 healers can really continue an attack and make it last longer than you thought. This is interesting. I was doing some math on the healers. So healers at my town hall, my healers are maxed. They do 48 heal, 48, I don't know what you call it. They add 48 HP per second. And that is like nothing when you think about actual defenses and what they do. I was looking at this base that I was just struggling to find a plan for, which was I'm not going to go with Rush, but it was a new Town Hall 12, and it had all 4 of its Expos right together. And I was worried because I wanted a Queen Charge, because the Town Hall was also near there, and the CC, so I thought, you know, if I can get through that with my Queen, that's going to be a huge chunk of the base, and the Town Hall and the Expos are, like, some of the most powerful defenses, so I was going to go for it, and I decided to just check the math on Expo to healer. Like, what's the DPS on an Expo versus the heal for a healer? And an Expo does, I think these were level, I forget what level these are, I can go check. Like mid-level, not maxed, but not rushed. I think this was War Day 5. I'm in CWL right now with Back in Black. They've been doing better than I have. I've had some rough attacks, but anyway, gonna find this one. Yeah, here it is. So this base had level 6 Expos, all 4, right in a little V with the CC and the Town Hall. So they do, each one does 155 damage, and the healer heals 48 damage. So if you think about that, you've got five, maybe six healers if you're going crazy, and each one doing 155 damage. So, you know, just general math, five healers is going to be about 250 damage. If you rage them, that's another about 180, I think it is. So you've got less than 500 heal per second, and you've got Expos coming in with four of them, each at over 100 damage per second. Plus you've got cannons, the town hall, the CC. So I realized this wasn't going to work. And there were the kicker that made me decide I couldn't queen walk this section was there were some air sweepers pointing away. So I knew my healers were going to get blown off, and either I would have to use an extra rage for them because they're going to get blown away from the queen, or the queen isn't going to be raged and it's going to take that much longer to go through. So in the end, I settled on this base. I was going to try and go bats, and I just didn't think about, you know, because I think about bats, they can survive a long time as long as you keep them away from splash damage. But, you know, splash damage and the multi-infernos. But Expos shoot so fast that their damage goes through bats almost as fast as splash damage, because they're shooting whatever many bullets that do a tiny bit of damage. It still only takes one or two to take out a bat, so I totally flopped on that attack. It was like a 30% one-star. It was one of my worst attacks in recent memory. So that was bad. Thankfully, the people in Back in Black are at least quiet, if not supportive. So that's good. Whenever you come out of attack and everyone's like, they're not saying anything about the attack, they're just saying, hey, it happens to all of us, you know you really messed up. And I really messed up. So today was just rough for me on attacking. I had, that attack was earlier today. And then that war ended, another one started. I attacked right at the beginning, just to get it out of the way. And I one-star, 80-something percent one-starred a Town Hall 11. So that was a mess. Okay, what are we talking about next? Oh, yes. So we have a new skin. We have the Pirate King. We've actually gotten a bunch of new skins since I did the last podcast. So I will go through those and just give a quick thought on each of those. We got the Pirate Queen, which I think is awesome. I like the coloring. It's a little different colors than any of their skins, which is cool. I like the giant anchor-looking or fishhook-looking crossbow thing she has. I like the earrings. She looks a little bit like she should be telling my fortune at some like skanky fairground, but, you know, whatever it is. Maybe she can tell the fortune. And then the Warden, who I've heard from a couple different people looks like an undercover genie. That was one of the other skins that came out. The Pirate Warden is pretty cool. I like, my favorite thing about the skins is the animation. So the Pirate Warden, for those who don't have the Warden yet or haven't noticed, instead of having a wand that he zaps things with, he has a gun, just a straight up musket. So I think it's pretty cool how he's shooting. Like, I honestly don't care what the skin is. I just want the cool animations. Like, if he had a slingshot, I would totally rock a slingshot warden. I don't know what that would be. Maybe like a Boy Scout warden or something like that. But I actually have my warden switched back to the Clockwork Warden right now, because that's my favorite animation so far. The electricity instead of, it's only like a golden beam. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but I like the electricity. So that's where he is right now. And then for the King, we actually got an awesome skin. You had to buy it separate from the past. It was the Champion King, and he's got like a purple, I don't know, some sort of gemstone, purple gemstone on his head, on his hat, which has like these, or his helmet, yeah, not a hat, which has like these winged things. It's pretty cool. He's got a fiery sword, and the coolest thing about that is that the little troops that pop out of him are all matching, so they just look like mini kings. Just like the original Barb King looks like the Barbarians, when they pop out of him, it just looks like mini hymns. It is the same thing. So I thought that was pretty cool. I heard, I think it was Drive of Judah on his podcast said that, like, we know they can do that now, so they should just add it to every skin. It makes them so much cooler. It seems like there's actually something happening with the skin, because a lot of the skins, I mean, they look different when you're looking at them and, you know, tapping switch skin. Or you just see kind of a color difference, but you don't really see it a lot. And on the King skin, they have these flaming swords. So it's a bunch of mini barbarians running around with flaming swords. It's pretty epic. What else do I have to talk about today? Do I have anything else to talk about today? Yes, I did. Okay, so this is kind of like a life hack. I don't know if this was a one-off, just I got lucky and weird circumstances led me to believe something which isn't true. But I was going to the shop to buy something. So here, I'll just go try and buy something. Maybe this will be... I don't want to buy something back soon. All right, we're just going to tap on this. So I went to buy something, and this is from my Google Play. This might be an Android-only thing. But when I went to buy it, I accidentally tapped off, and when it said, do you really want to cancel, and it offered me a deal. So I would recommend to you guys, when you are going to buy something from the shop or buy your Gold Pass or whatever, try tapping off of it and give me feedback to see if this is legit or if it's just a fluke. So it's not doing it right now. I don't know why. But it seemed like Supercell was like, hey, you're not actually buying this now, so let's give you a deal, see if we can convince you to buy it. And it was something I wanted to buy anyway, so it was great. I can do a little bit of base progress. My big account, my Town Hall 12, I have 20 minutes left on a mortar, which is going to max. And then basically just 280 walls at 4 million a piece, which is going to take forever. That's going to take so long. And then got 7 cannons, 3 archer towers, and 1 archer tower, which is an extra level back. And then a couple warden levels. How many warden levels? I think 6. 7 warden levels, a bunch of king levels, 13 king levels, and I'm going to be a Town Hall 13. So I'm a little behind some of the other people in my clan who are going to 13 around now, but I'm still hoping to max 12 and be a 13 before 14. And then my plan of action is be a maxed 14 before 15 comes out. I just don't think it's realistic to max 13 in the next, I don't know when we're going to be coming up on a new Town Hall, probably the next year, if nothing else. So, you know, it's going to take me a year to max out 13, no matter what passes I buy or whatever. It just takes that long to do it. On my other account, switching here, so on Farron, my Town Hall 10, I am still a pretty new Town Hall 10. I've been doing some friendly challenges in the clan with other Town Hall 10s, and I basically get destroyed. I did get a base. I didn't really have a base, and I was trying to do some base building, but I'm terrible at it. So I just gave up and asked people for bases. So thanks to MZZRI0, that's his name. Because he gave me a base, and I like it. It defends pretty well, it keeps my Dark Elixir safe. I still get 3-starred a lot, because there are Town Hall 11s and max Town Hall 10s, but it's not bad. So I think once I upgrade my defenses more, and it's not such a weak base statistically, I think the design is fine, and it'll keep me going pretty well. It's kind of a diamond-shaped base with 2 squares in the middle for the Infernos. On my smallest account, Devin Immortal, which I just recently renamed. My friend's cat, Devin, died, so I renamed it after his cat to memorialize his poor cat, which got run over. It was really sad. Poor Devin got run over. But anyway, this is my account, Devin. I actually built my own base, which has been doing really well until I get hit by a Town Hall 9, which is inevitable, because this is a Town Hall 7. I'm not quite ready to go up, but man, when you're going through the lower Town Halls, you can just shoot through them. I've only been working on this account for like a month and a half, and not playing it that much, getting my 2 or 3 attacks in a day just to get my loot bonus, and I've just made huge bounds. So it's not rushed at all. My king is level 2 and still pretty weak. I'm trying Laloon. Actually, it's not even Laloon. It's just Loons, because there's no Lava Hounds at this. So I'm just starting to try the Loons and Minions, which is one of the armies that they suggest in, like, the practice mode. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, and if I am able to do it, if it'll be consistent and successful. But we're going to try it, so I can update you guys on that. Alright, I'm about out of things to talk about. I actually did start a Twitch account, so I'm going to try and stream. It's tough for me to stream because of my limited schedule because of my parents, but I might try and do some streams, or if the next friendly war or something like that, I might try and stream and do some commentary on those attacks, because that's fun and it's easy content, and I always like to go through and watch all the attacks, but it's just too much to watch them all, so I would enjoy going through highlighting some of the best ones and putting that out there for you guys. I also would like to do just some friendly challenge type stuff. It was Klaus just recently, or Klaus or Klaus, however you're supposed to say it. He was doing friendly challenges just with random fans watching his stream. And actually, he did one with Proverbs and one with Dynamite. One with, I'm not sure if Catfish got on there, but a bunch of the guys from Guild of Grace who were kind of on the inside of his people. So I might try and do something like that one of these days. See if I can get 5 or 6 people lined up and do some friendly challenges. It's better for Klaus than it is for me, because he, of course, has an account at every town hall in the higher town hall, so he has the ability to go, okay, yeah, let's do a friendly challenge. What town hall are you? All right, let me switch over to my, you know, town hall 10, or 13, or 11, or 9. So I only have right now, actually, I just acquired another town hall 10. Slightly rushed. It's got like 25 heroes. Aside from that, it is fully not rushed. It's not maxed or anything. It was almost maxed at Town Hall 9, aside from the heroes. So I just got that. I'm going to be playing with that a bit. I haven't actually gotten my hands on it yet, but I have the promise of it. So I'm excited about that. And I think I'm probably going to keep that one at Town Hall 10. And then get my Farron account up to Town Hall 11. My Drake account to Town Hall 13, and then I have a rush Town Hall 12. I'm going to try and fix that rush, and then I'll have a 11, 12, and 13. So I'll be able to cover most content for people above, you know, Town Hall 9. So I'll keep some minis working up through, because those are fun. I enjoy playing my minis just as much as I enjoy the big ones. Sometimes it is fun to do a war attack with my Town Hall 12 or my Town Hall 10, because, you know, that's what I spend the most time on, and I've got a pretty good knowledge of how it works. I still fail all the time, but I at least can see how it should work, even if it doesn't. So, gonna keep working up all my accounts. I was thinking maybe one of these days, all the other podcasts are doing it, so maybe I could have a friendly war and maybe do some stuff on Twitch for that, but that's still in the making. So, hope you guys enjoyed this. Sorry it was kind of a mess. I am going to be putting out an episode every week if I can, so send me any ideas you have. If you're not in my Discord, please join. You can email me. It's in some of my other, my email is in some of my other show notes. And that's it. So I will see you guys next week. Bye.